Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Attention all theater lovers, this Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. Brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Happy Throwback Thursday, ladies and gentlemen. It's that time of the week again.
It is time of the week. Hey, Kevin, how you doing?
We're doing pretty well. It's a lovely day outside this Thursday. We're actually recording on a Thursday. It's 1:50 in the afternoon. It's gorgeous out.
Give me the weather report. How's the traffic from your window?
See, whenever I do a Zoom anything, when I teach or anything, I stand up and I'm always standing at my window because that's the best light. And I always have the window open when it's not too hot, and it is absolutely gorgeous outside.
That's great.
Must be in the mid low 80s, high 70s, not too humid.
Old people do like lick your finger and stick your finger out the window and be like, it's coming in from the east.
I feel it. But we hope you guys are having a lovely day wherever you may be.
The winds of change.
This week, okay? What'd you say?
So the winds of change are coming.
Something's coming. I don't know what it is.
Oh, are you gonna? Oh, I got so excited. I thought you were gonna sing, but no. You
gotta join us on Saturdays for that, Rob.
Yes. Once again, friends. The main reason to come to join us on trivia is just to hear Kevin sing. I think it's
No. Rob has curated some absolutely incredible content. You always get a good laugh, even if you do not know this trivia. Things that we may know, you will be entertained by Rob's humor, by the awesome, every category that we have five categories, and there's always one that is video clips, and Rob is superb at doing eclectic, fun clips that you've never seen before. And yes, I do sing a little bit and play the piano, but that's just, it's silly and it's fun.
He sounds so good. And hey, and what is the theme of this week's trivia?
So this week's theme, I hope I say it right, is musical theater on TV or Broadway on TV or, the musical theater works that have been done on the television. So this might be theme songs or any music that may have been done or written by Broadway composers and the like. So it'll be some fun. So I bet you're going to have a lot of good clips.
You will have amazing clips. I guarantee that for you. And Kevin will sound beautiful as he always does.
I
like when Kevin sings. You should take requests, Kevin. You should do like a Zoom happy hour.
Like Marie's Crisis. You know, they do Marie's Crisis is open, the piano bar in New York City, that legendary piano bar. They have somebody like on Thursdays through Sunday on Facebook Live. They take requests just like when you go. But I don't think anybody shushes you. They don't shush you when you watch the.
No, and that's a big deal.
I love the shushing that goes on whenever one of the bartenders has a solo. Do not talk during that.
You be quiet. She is singing when you're good to mama, and she's
singing. That's right. That's like that. Remember the
yes,
the shorter,
yes.
bigger lady, and yes, her name babe. Was, we called her Babe, and she sang so the songs from Chicago always, Mama Morton's song. She was
perfect Paul Warren.
Sorry, speaking of Chicago, so last week we were talking about Anne Ryan King alluding to a big superstar, and within maybe, I don't know, 2 hours of us posting the episode, a bunch of people reached out, and I will say they all use the same reference as justification, which is Ethan Mordden's great book, All That Jazz, which is about Chicago, and we've talked about it on the show. We had Ethan on the show. And it was Liza Minnelli. Yes. It was Liza Minnelli that they wanted to, and was that discussing coming back. And I was like, yeah, she had just, she was going to go do Victor Victoria, I think, like the next year or something. So she was in prime condition. She could have done it. But for whatever reason, she chose not to. That would have been like...
That would have been dynamic. That was
incredible. And not that Anne Ryan... Please, like, Anne Ryan King's no slouch, my God. But, like, that would have been amazing. Have Liza Minnelli come back and do it.
Oh, my goodness.
She would have been great. Funny. I can't do it.
I like it, though. Cool. I like when you try.
It would have been cool. It would have been cool to have seen her and Joel Grey reunite.
Right.
For a cabaret movie. That would have been cool.
Man, talk about... What legends?
She could have sold her jewelry at intermission. Still
it's
my favorite.
It's terrific.
Still my favorite. We're talking to Mary in Georgia. Georgia! The whole state.
And if you don't know what we're talking about, friends, just Google QVC. I want to say our home shopping network.
Liza Minnelli QVC. Liza Minnelli QVC.
She was hawking her wares on QVC. And let's just say that is as entertaining as any show she's ever been in.
Hi, guys! Not as entertaining as The Act.
Good song.
Shine It On. Good Shine songs. It On. AKA Shine It On. AKA Martin City Scorsese. Lights. AKA City Lights.
Mm-hmm. AKA My Own Space?
Yes, I think that. Yeah, what was that? Yes. Oh, wow, you're very good.
We're going all over the place today, folks.
Arthur in the Afternoon was another one. Oh, okay, yeah. So going back to trivia. So once again, so for trivia,
we got to tell them the information on how to do it.
Yes, it's going to be this Saturday at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can register on Zoom. We do it on Zoom, but you can register at robert-schneider-5 on Venmo. You can do it on PayPal and send it to me at robwschneider@gmail.com on PayPal. No, yeah, on PayPal. And what's the other? Oh, and if you want... the charity this week is Amanda Klutz and her son Elvis, who are the family of Nick Cordero. So we're sending all of our money this week over to Amanda Klutz and her family to help her through this unprecedented trying time in their life. You can go make a donation if you want to their personal GoFundMe. And as long as you screenshot and send it, we'll send you over a trivia link. So we are looking forward to that.
It's fun to see all your faces too. We have a lot.
Yes. And maybe it's fun to see our faces. Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't.
I love seeing your face, Rob. So, I mean, I imagine other people do too.
What's that song that from Carnival? That face, that would take two other hands, not mine.
Oh, I thought you'd be like, everywhere I look, I can see Rob's face.
That's from Carnival,
right? His face in every, what?
That's from Carnival, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. I was going to say, take that look off your face. I can see you smile.
What's that the song?
You would love to be right. I bet you didn't sleep well last night.
From War of the Grease Paint? I know what a fabulous face. Every time I look at it. Yeah, look at those eyes, as wide and as deep as the sea. Look at that nose, it knows what a nose should be. As for your smile, it's lyrical, friendly, warm as a summer's day. The way that it makes me happy. Sorry, whatever the time and place, I won't find in a book what I find when I look in your face. That's it, thank you.
You know, that score and that show has always been on my list of scores that I feel like I should listen to. I've never listened to Stop the World, I Want to Get Off. I don't know the show at all. I know who wrote it, of course, and I know, you know, about it. And there were some many great songs from it, but I've never listened to it, Rob.
I have not listened to it in a long time. I'm surprised I remembered.
I remember that. Like rocked. I'm like, what is it? Your shower song? Lately?
Literally, can't remember my own freaking name. But that I'll be like, and here
and
we go.
Verse two, and that's why you belong in Marie's Crisis.
And that's why I was Babe. I used to be Babe.
He knows all the verses to all of the songs.
And trust me, there's not a lot of verses in Marie's Crisis. Oh, thank you so much. Hey, we have favorite things to talk about.
I'm dead.
We have favorite things to talk about this week. Kevin, who shall go first?
You know what? I'll go first only because mine's kind of sweet and it's we have not had anything like it before.
Oh, I love that.
It is a book, but I don't think it's a book that you – I know it's a book that you do not have. I read. That's a little Stephen Sondheim for you.
Thank you.
The melodic score, Passion. hate mail. The book the book that I have today is actually a children's book.
I love that.
It is when you have a one-year-old, you read a lot of books and get a lot of books. And we Crawford loves his books. And one of the books that's my favorite that we have that he's going to grow into, because it's he doesn't do the pages yet. He still does the thick cardboard, if that means anything to anybody. But this is a fantastic book. I'm going to hold it up so Rob can see it. You're going to know it's called A is for Audra, Broadway's Leading Ladies from A to Z. It is written by John Robert Allman and illustrated by Peter Emmerich, or Emmerich. My apologies, Peter, if I'm saying your name wrong, Emmerich. And this sweet, awesome musical theater Broadway book. When you open it up, the first page is like a yearbook where it says autographs. I don't need to show Rob because I'm not reading him his children's book. Like, I'm literally reading Rob the children's book.
I was enjoying
this.
That.
Friends, this is the perfect gift to give to anybody you know that has a child. It is, and I'm not going to go through the whole book and read it to Rob, although I'd like to, but it goes to the alphabet. And as you know, all these children's books always either counting or alphabet and stuff like that. So they start with A, they go to Z. Each page, like for instance, the first page is Audra, of course, and it's her in her costume from the Billie Holiday, Lady Day at Emerson's Barn Grill. And so each character is, you know, B is for Barbara and Barbara Cook. So they have both. and it's the illustrations are absolutely incredible. I love the artwork. Looking. It's not just all the hit shows. They got Grey Gardens in there. They do Dolly, the three Dollies, including Pearl Bailey. E is for Elaine Stritch. I mean, it's really fun. I mean, they even Gertrude Lawrence for G. So it covers the gamut as far as the great women of Broadway. And I just highly, highly recommend it. It's a sweet book. The artwork is fantastic. The very end of it, or near the end of it, they have a gallery with all the other women that they couldn't find a place for in the book, like Dorothy Loud and Marin Maisie, Vanessa Williams, Phillips, Dorothy, like that. It's really, really sweet. B. Arthur, your favorite. And then the very end of the book, I think, is really cool. They put a little bio of each of the ladies. So you actually, you know, when your child is old enough, you could actually tell them about who Elaine Stritch was or who Leslie Uggams is.
June, that's who she was.
That's right. So, my favorite thing is a very sweet gift that you could give anybody. I read it. And it's a fun book called A is for Audra, Broadway's Leading Ladies from A to Z, written by John Robert Allman and illustrated by Peter Emmerich. Fantastic book that I highly, highly recommend to anyone who has kids or needs a present for those kids.
We should write a children's book about the podcast. A is for...
Oh, I mean, after reading the number of children's books that... There's the reason why, you know, celebrities, once they have a kid, it seems like they always come out with a children's book, because you read enough children's book that you're like, oh, yeah, I could do that. I mean, Sutton's grandpa, Ron Crawford, the artist who did our artwork early on in our, we read his children's book to Crawford, and it's one of Crawford's favorite books. It's called Pet, and it's about a little girl based on Sutton, a little blonde girl who gets a pet dog.
That's anyway, so cute. I didn't know that.
You're joking, but we actually could probably do, but I don't want to take it away from this book. A is for Audra is fantastic. So check it out.
I think A is for Apple, and it's that psychedelic movie you showed me.
Yes, and the obscure one. The obscure Broadway. V is for Violet.
B is for Bruce Yeko. And it'll be us driving on the highway to go see him. Right? We can do that.
So good.
C is for charging. Who's the only guest who ever charged us to do an interview with them? Not Bruce, but you can fill in that bang. Let's see. You can go look under the letter T. Might see the picture.
It's in the back catalog somewhere.
Well, that's fantastic. Right. I want to buy that. I'm not even a child, and I want to buy that.
It's really good. It's a nice book. It really is. And also, incidentally, I outside of this, I actually follow John on the guy who wrote the poems for this on Twitter. He's a great. I highly recommend, if you're a Twitter person, follow him, because he's very, very funny.
And he writes very cool.
A lot of musical theater stuff. And I think he works for HBO, or he's connected. He's one of those people that works in the arts, but is a friend to Broadway.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. Suf's The Original New Musical from Shayna Taub is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
A friend of Broadway's.
What do you have?
Mine, you know what? Mine is actually a YouTube documentary that I think is so well done and does... okay, so I realized recently, I was like, I really don't know that much about the London's West End or British musicals. And I know about like Tim... Yeah, and I know about like Tim Rice and all that stuff. And So I've started to do some research, and there is a wonderful documentary that was done in London around 2012, and it was on BBC. It was called "The Story of Musicals." The Story of Musicals. It was originally a 3-part series on BBC in London in 2012, but you can find it on YouTube. It's broken into 9 parts. And I find that a lot of time when like British musicals are covered in the documentary, it's always with this like from the American perspective, this very like snide like, and then the British came in the 80s and they ruined everything. But we got
their helicopters
with their helicopter. Yeah, exactly.
Turntables turning.
But a turning. So this one, but this documentary is all America is on the periphery in this documentary, which is amazing. And it really explores like Joan Littlewood and the creation of different types of musical theater storytelling techniques. And how like the boyfriend sort of got screwed over by Feuer and Martin when it came over to Broadway. It's really fascinating. A lot of musicals that I think like we kind of know, like Blood Brothers.
I saw that in London.
But like for us in America, it was like, oh yeah, it was a show ran in the 90s. Petula Clark was in it. It was nice. But in London, I mean, it ran for like almost 20 years. I mean,
I saw the original and it was like year 15 when I saw it. I remember thinking, what? This runs for so long? So yes.
Tell me it's not true.
Meanwhile, it's the guy who wrote Educating Rita and he was like, yeah, I can
Willie
write
Russell.
Music too. Yeah, he's
Willie
like,
Russell.
I write music. Sure, I can write a musical.
So anyway, the whole documentary is up on YouTube. It's called The Story of Musicals. And it's just a really fascinating, interesting look at like, we make fun of like Cats so much now for so many reasons. But how daring and how conceptual it was when it was first being created, I think that kind of gets lost. And this documentary does a really nice job of exploring it. It's interviews with like Trevor Nunn and Cameron McIntosh and Andrew Lloyd Webber and Sarah Brightman. Calm down.
My favorite.
I know. There's a lot of good footage of her in there.
Sarah.
There's some like phantom music videos I was totally unaware of.
What? You don't know about those? Oh,
no.
That's so rude of me. They're so cheesily epic that they were indelible impression when I was a kid.
They are featured heavily in this documentary.
In the graveyard, she's like, it's all like with a filter on it and everything.
It's
so weird.
So the documentary shows us that. It also talks about like something that we've never really had per se in this country, which is a censorship office, and that there was a Lord Chamberlain's office that got instituted in the 1600s. In the early 1700s in England. And any play or musical that was performed had to go through the office. And then they would be like, yeah, you can do it, or you can do it with these changes, or no, it's too offensive, you can't do it at all. And you know what year this ended? 1968. In 1968, they were like, maybe we should stop censoring work. And so like seeing how that office interacted with a lot of like the beginning musicals that were very subversive and very anti-establishment. So it's really fascinating. It's an area that I know very little about. I started to read, oh my gosh, someone help me out. I feel like the book was called like... it closes on Saturday or everything closes on Sunday. It was the book about British flop musicals.
Oh my goodness. I don't know that.
It came out a couple of years ago, and it was very hard for me to read because it's like, I really know nothing about any of these musicals or what they're talking. I mean, like nothing.
Totally. I'm excited to watch. I mean, I'm looking at my nightstand because I have a dear listener of ours sent me a West End Broadway, and I've been waiting to read it. I haven't read it yet.
What's that?
By Adrian Wright. Hold on a second. Sorry, everybody. It's called West End Broadway. Thank you, Larry Spinelli. It's the golden age of American musical in London. And have you ever seen this book before?
No.
It's a gorgeous book. It's very dense. I mean, it looks, I have yet to read it, and it's been waiting for me, but it looks like it goes in sequential order of all of the musicals. But Rob, I admit, I too am the same. I know so, and I've, you know, as a collector of cast albums, I sort of drew the line and I said, all right, I'm not going to touch London. There's just too much. So I'm going to draw the line there years ago. But now I
think you got to move on.
I'm curious, you know, and I want to know more about it. So I'm excited to watch.
The book I couldn't remember the name of the title was called Must Close Saturday.
Ah.
The Decline and Fall of the British Musical Flop. So it's called Must Close Saturday.
Never heard
Saturday.
Of that one. That's all right. Cool.
Yeah. And it talks all about the guy who wrote it wrote West End Broadway, the golden age of the American musical.
Well, there you go.
Adrian Wright. So
yes, thank you, Adrian Wright, who's doing the work for London Musical Theater and
doing the Lard's work. But yeah, so anyway, it's a really fascinating documentary, and I think it's such an interesting way of looking at musical theater from a totally different perspective. So
yeah, indeed, I can't wait to watch it. Thank
good.
You.
I hope you enjoy it.
The title one more time.
The title one more time is "The Story of Musicals." The Story of Musicals, right. And it's on you. It's all on YouTube. The channel is 575 Goofy.
Okay.
575 Goofy. And they have the entire documentary up there.
Fantastic.
So that's it, folks. Go ahead, take a look at that. And we will see you all next week. See you hopefully at trivia.
Yep, come on Saturday. We'll see you then.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. Brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. These are a few of my favorite things.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard. So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.